Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting second. The second baseman, Bernie Allen. Batting third. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jimmy Hall. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bob Allison. Batting seventh. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Frank Castro. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mudcat Grant. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Mudcat Grant. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Houser. Batting second. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting third. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Tito Francona. Batting sixth. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Chico Salmon. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Woody Held. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Donovan. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dick Donovan. And now, play ball. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a pop-up towards third. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davalillo. Allen reaches second base with a double. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Held fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a line drive towards short. Virals reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen misplays the ball. That's an error on Allen. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. Two runs are unearned. It's 2-0, Indians. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a pop-up towards first. Allison settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall strikes out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison strikes out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Houser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. one out. Chico Sammon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sammon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castro juggles the ball. That's an error on Castro. Sammon moves to second. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sammon scores. Held moves to second. It's 3-0, Indians. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-1 in the game. Hauser takes first base on ball 4. Held moves to third. Donovan moves to second. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Davalillo hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Held tags and scores. Donovan tags and moves to third. Hauser tags and moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-0, Indians. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wagner takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rowland now pitching. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Whitfield hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Donovan scores. Hauser scores. Wagner moves to third. 2 runs are unearned. It's 6-0, Indians. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-1 in the game. Francona hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wagner scores. Whitfield moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-0, Indians. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-1 in the game. Askew hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Frank Castro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castro hits a ball on the ground towards third. Held juggles the ball. That's an error on Held. Castro moves to second. Jim Rowland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rowland strikes out. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-1 in the game. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Held fields it and throws to first for the out. Castro moves to third. Verhals moves to second. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops it up and throws to first, with Donovan covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chico Sammon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sammon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sammon takes first base on ball 4. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-1 in the game. Held hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sammon moves to third. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Donovan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Salmon scores. Two outs. It's 8-0, Indians. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Houser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. Killebrew hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. As Q settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. Hall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-1 in the game. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Held juggles the ball. That's an error on Held. Hall moves to second. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-1 in the game. Batty hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Salmon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Castro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castro is 0-for-1 in the game. Castro hits a pop-up towards first. Whitfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Davalillo hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Wagner hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Allison settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Whitfield strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Johnny Gorrell pinch hits for Jim Rowland. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Salmon misplays the ball. That's an error on Salmon. Gorrell moves to second. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Allen hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-2 in the game. Oliva hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 8-3, Indians. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-2 in the game. Killebrew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-5, Indians. Gary Bell now pitching. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-2 in the game. Allison hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-6, Indians. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 2 in the game. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Castro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castro is 0 for 2 in the game. Castro is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Twins 6. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Perry now pitching. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Francona takes first base on ball 4. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 2 in the game. Askew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Francona moves to second. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Salmon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Francona moves to third. Askew moves to second. Johnny Klipstein now pitching. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Held hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castro fields it and throws to home to get Francona. Askew moves to third. Salmon moves to second. One out. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Askew scores. Salmon scores. Held moves to second. It's 10-6, Indians. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hauser hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Killebrew. Hauser reaches second base with a double. Held scores. Bell moves to third. It's 11-6, Indians. Bill Plyce now pitching. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Davalillo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hall. Davalillo reaches second base with a double. Bell scores. Hauser scores. It's 13-6, Indians. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Wagner strikes out. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Whitfield hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Davalillo scores. It's 14-6, Indians. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Francona hits a line drive towards first. Allison reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 14, and the Twins 6. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Brown now playing second base. Chico Salmon now playing right field. Bill Plyce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Plyce is called out on strikes. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 14, and the Twins 6. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Askew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Salmon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Killebrew. Salmon reaches second base with a double. Askew goes all the way around to score. It's 15-6, Indians. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Held takes first base on ball 4. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Bell bunts towards the mound. Plyce fields it and throws to first for the out. Salmon moves to third. Held moves to second. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hauser hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Salmon tags and scores. Held tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 16-6, Indians. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Davalillo hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Castro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 16, and the Twins 6. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Oliva hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hall takes first base on ball 4. Killebrew moves to second. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Allison hits a fly ball into right field. Salmon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Henry pinch hits for Earl Batty. Ron Henry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 16, and the Twins 6. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Henry now catching. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allison scoops it up and throws to first, with Plyce covering, for the out. One out. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got 5 RBIs. Whitfield hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Askew hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 16, and the Twins 6. The Twins will come to bat. Frank Castro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castro is 0-for-3 in the game. Castro hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wagner. Castro reaches second base with a double. Don Mincher pinch hits for Bill Plyce. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 16-8, Indians. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Verhals hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Oliva hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Killebrew hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 16, and the Twins 8. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Foes now pitching. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Salmon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Held is called out on strikes. One out. Paul Dickin pinch hits for Gary Bell. Paul Dickin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Salmon moves to second. Two outs. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 16, and the Twins 8. The Twins will come to bat. Ted Abernathy now pitching. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Held fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Henry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henry is 0-for-1 in the game. Henry is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 16, and Minnesota Twins, 8. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.